Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. I was in Orlando, Florida yesterday, and we're moving around the country because people need to understand the significance of early voting. They are trying to, and when I say them, referring to those that are adversaries of our even having the right to vote, less known maintaining it. They are trying to cut back on voting in many ways. The Supreme Court last week just cut by a week early voting in Ohio. We have got to use the days that we do have to come out in big numbers. Otherwise, they will use the low turnout to say, see, people don't need it anyway. People don't use it anyway. The fight for early voting was to make sure that people that had to work, people that had to take care of children, would have more time to vote, which enhances and increases our voting rights. This is no time for us to sit back and not use whatever days we have. Yes, we're going to continue to fight in the courts and the streets to get back Sunday of souls to the polls. Yes, we're going to fight to keep getting the longer early voting days. But if we don't use the days we have, it will be evidence to take them back. And then with voter ID, it will suppress the vote. The object is to try to undo the Voting Rights Act. We cannot co-sign our own demise. We keep saying, what do we have to vote for? President Obama can't confirm. One cabinet member can't get through any policies if he loses the Senate. His name is not on the ballot, but the rest of his presidency and our future is on the ballot. Where you can vote early, and bring Lottie, Dottie, and everybody.
Everybody. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Man.
Break it down so they can understand it.
That's right.
That's right.
And one thing I have to say about every stop that we've done on this affiliate tour, Reverend Al, we've done voter registration.
No doubt about it. You've been doing it everywhere. You've been championing it everywhere. Everybody needs to be like Tom Joyner and really beat the drums. I said in Orlando, and I'll say it again, you can either be like Tom or Jay. Jay thinks we vote on Martin Luther King Day. We vote in November, not January, and we can vote early. You have your choice who you want to be.
All right, Reverend Al.
I'm just here for his clothes. That's all I'm here for, man.